AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The CEO of Lufthansa is apologizing to the families of those killed when a co-pilot slammed a passenger jet into a mountain in France.
We're just very, very sorry that such a terrible accident could have happened.
Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr visited the crash site this morning.
We are learning more every day about the cause of the accident. But I think it will take a long, long time for everybody, all of us, to understand how this could happen.
Lufthansa said yesterday it knew the co-pilot had suffered severe depression before he finished his flight training, but that he had passed all his medical checks since. Walmart is publicly advising Arkansas's governor to veto a religious freedom law similar to the one in Indiana that's caused such an uproar. Critics say it allows businesses to discriminate against gays and lesbians. Harley Mayall is with the Arkansas State University's Gay Straight Alliance, and she tells KAIT-TV merchants should be allowed their religious beliefs.
If you are a gay and lesbian couple, then if somebody doesn't want to make your cake, don't force them. There are plenty of people out there that will love to have your money.
But Democratic state lawmaker Camille Bennett says this could lead to legalized discrimination.
I don't think that's what my religious beliefs are, and I don't think if Jesus were alive today that that's what he would be telling us to do.
Overseas, the talks on Iran's nuclear ambitions resumed today, but three of the six foreign ministers have now left Switzerland, where the talks are being held. Prospects for agreement remain uncertain there. 47-year-old Andrew Getty, the heir to an oil fortune, has been found dead in his Hollywood Hills home. Authorities say it's probably an accident or natural causes. This is AP Radio News. The daytime Emmy nominations have been announced. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I want you out of Port Charles.
The folks at Port Charles aren't going anywhere. The ABC drama General Hospital has 28 nominations. Four of those daytime Emmy nods come for honors as top actor or actress. Second is The Young and the Restless with 25. The nominations announced on the CBS show The Talk. Co-host Cheryl Underwood couldn't contain herself when she was reading off the list for top talk show host nominees.
Live with Kelly and Michael, The Talk!
Winners will be announced April 26th. The ceremony airs on the Pop Network. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
We have learned that the average salary for professional baseball players will break $4 million this year. That's according to an AP review of all major league contracts. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw leads the players list with $31 million. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.